Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 5, verse 3. Listen to my voice in the morning, Lord. Each morning I bring my request to you and wait expectantly. Let's be clear that God loves to hear us at any time. Morning, noon or night, he loves to hear our prayers. But there's something very important about us coming to God in the morning, when the day is still new. It's a fresh page, and so we've done nothing to mess it up. It may well be that you find it better to have a quiet, reflective time with God later in the day. That's fine. But I urge you not to miss the opportunity to start the day with the Lord, even if it's very brief. What could be better than for us to thank him for the gift of a new day and to ask him to strengthen and lead us through it? Whatever is happening in the day ahead, there are bound to be requests that you want to make. We want God to bless our activities and the people we'll meet. I was talking with a friend only a few days ago who showed me a well-thumbed notebook in which he'd written the names of people who he'd prayed for over the last few years. Against most of the names was a tick, which he put down when he sensed that the Lord had answered his prayer. It was a blessing to see the serious way in which he'd recorded his requests to God, and maybe you do, or could do, something similar. What particularly struck me about this verse was that King David said that he brought his request to God expectantly. He was so confident of God that when he prayed, he was sure that God would act. Like so many of David's psalms, he was facing huge problems. His enemies were out to destroy him. He commented that their talk was foul, like the stench from an open grave, and yet their words were filled with flattery. That must have been so tough for David, but as he headed into a new day, he knew that his God could be trusted, and so he felt able to bring his requests to God expectantly. However big the challenges you face today, I hope you will come to God with a similar confidence. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you start the day with God? And now let me lead you in a prayer. Lord God, we thank you that you're ready to speak with us at any time. Thank you for your constant love. Help us to come to you with a growing level of expectancy. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcasts, which you can, of course, access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and a great deal more besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Do hope you have a great day.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. It's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, plus free home delivery. Limited time. Exclusively the Sleep Number store near you. Learn more at sleepnumber.com.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here,
reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.